Here's a question from Ian Gills from the United Kingdom. Mark, how do you deal with ebook piracy, and are there any ways to turn it to your advantage?
That's a great, great question. I love the second part of it. Well, first of all, I would just say stop worrying about ebook piracy. It's not going to negatively affect your sales as much as you'd think, mainly because most people are too afraid to ask someone for a copy of something, right? They don't want to look like a scumbag, especially if you're selling in the business-to-business world, right? Piracy isn't nearly as big of a problem as you'd imagine. Most people are going to see the ad for it, and they're going to buy it. They're not going to go to their friend and say, hey, can you give me this? Why? Because they're going to look like a thief. Now, if you're selling something like video games, then yeah, I might be a little bit more concerned about it. But electronic books are sold to more serious markets. Yeah, don't take it so seriously. Now, if you are concerned about it, there are programs out there that will allow you to lock down a PDF file. But do try to find a medium that's going to allow you to operate cross-platform. Yeah, 90% of your market out there is going to be Windows-based, but don't stab yourself in the foot and prevent that other market from getting your stuff that's using Linux and Mac when you can just as easily offer a lockable, protected version of your product that will function on multiple platforms. Now, a way to take advantage of it is make sure that your electronic book is also a business card for your upsell, for whatever it is you're offering on that back end. And you can do that in several ways. First and foremost, by being absolutely excellent. And if there's one piece of business and marketing advice I can give you, it is that. The book I wrote, The Irresistible Offer, very recently, which is doing really, really well and is making a lot of inroads even in the traditional brick and mortar and Madison Avenue marketing worlds now, talks about how to create your message and how to stand out from the crowd. But it pays tribute to the fact that that message has got to be honest and it's got to be about something that is great. So at the core of it, you have to have what I call a high ROI offer. And I'm using ROI in a different sense here. I'm not talking about the return on your advertising investment. I'm talking about the return on the investment of the customer in you. Because he needs to get a return on that investment as well. And if you don't start out at the core of it by giving him a high return on that investment, you're never going to get that second glass offering, which is something we talk about in great detail in the follow-up to that book called The Great Formula. But the point is, the ultimate way to be buzzworthy and to also get the second glass sale is to be absolutely excellent at what you do. And that is the single most important thing I can tell you about your business. Again, a lot of people will say, yeah, but it's so easy to use smoke and mirrors. The product doesn't really matter so much. And I would tell you they're right to a certain extent, but they're very, very short-sighted. Because the long-term great business successes have all started out by focusing on great products, on being excellent. Hands down, period, end of story. I don't think anybody out there who really has got serious experience in building big, massive business would argue with that fact. It's absolutely essential. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is tie in your upsell to the end of the book or in various places throughout the book. Don't make it a big, long advertisement because that's going away from being excellent again. But in the appropriate places, give them a logical reason to take a sip from that second glass from you.
Here's a question from Michael Morales. When offering the irresistible offer to a thirsty crowd, how soon do I offer them the second glass? Is it concurrently with the first glass? And can it be both an upsell and a cross-sell? I wouldn't want to overwhelm them with too many choices or have them think it's merely a sales job.
That's a brilliant question, and it's exactly the right type of question we need to be asking. And I would say that's going to vary tremendously depending on the dynamic of the sale in each case. And what I would say is never turn away an immediate opportunity for an upsell or a cross-sell. Now, in terms of him asking, can it be both, I would say yes, but rarely at the same time. Because what I don't want to do is I don't want to confuse people. I'm a really big fan of giving people linear processes to follow through. What I would say is always make it really, really clear what it is that you want from people and always follow the TIO methodology at each step of the way. Because remember, even when you're giving them an upsell and a cross-sell, that is an offer that you have to make to them, and it still will follow by the same rules. The most important time to do it is immediately because you've got such a great opportunity there. I'm always stunned when I walk into retail stores and I buy something from them, and the person working the counter there isn't working some kind of an intelligent upsell or a cross-sell for me. It's absolutely stunning because there's so much money that these guys are leaving on the table. You know, a lot of these companies shut down and they say, well, we just weren't able to make it. If they had just given their employees a five-word phrase, can we also interest you in one of these today, they probably would have survived. That's how big of a difference it can be for your business. And online, offline, everywhere, there should be that immediate opportunity. But there should also be that follow-up as well. But it needs to be meaningful. Another thing about that company that sent me out that direct marketing piece, they're sending me out something like every couple days. And it's to the point where it's just almost laughable. It's annoying. In fact, I've grown such a distaste for these guys that I probably will refrain from responding to other offers from them in the future because I just feel like they've been such an annoyance. A lot of people will say, well, it doesn't matter. It's a numbers game. Pummel people with as much stuff as you have. In an ethical sense, do you really want to do that, first of all? Second of all, are you really going to build up a long-term relationship with these guys? You might be able to, quote-unquote, stick them again and again, maybe one or two more times. But are they going to be saying good things about you, first of all? Second of all, are you really going to have a lifetime relationship with that customer? And I would say no. And the real benefit is going to come from you. Like, I mean, really where your business starts to take off is when you've really dialed in the word-of-mouth mechanism. And what that means is you've got to be treating that customer extremely well by giving them a great product and respecting them at every step of the way. And when you get all of that right, they're going to be singing your praise. And there's nothing more powerful than good word of mouth.
We already discussed this a little bit, but you may want to add to it because it comes in various forms. This is from Andrew Cavanaugh. He's a health copywriter out of Australia. Mark, what do you think are the really hot markets in the next decade for making money for small business people? Is it online, offline, or a combination? If you could go into any field you wanted, what would you recommend?
Well, first of all, there is no offline or online market per se for the most part. I mean, unless you're talking about something that inherently must live online, what we got to understand is that from a marketing perspective, the internet is just a marketing medium in the same way that television is or radio is or newspaper is or direct mail is. I just want to make sure that he's clear on that. Again, look at it as a medium, but with the exception, of course, that there are certain things that absolutely must live online. Where are the markets? Well, that's going to change very, very rapidly. We are in a world right now where technology is changing at such an incredibly rapid rate that it would probably be difficult to predict what's going to happen even next year. Why? Because we're coming across paradigm-shifting breakthroughs in technology basically every day at this point. And it's just simply becoming a logistical matter of how quickly can we roll this stuff out to the public. So what's going to be popular? Well, what's always going to be popular is solving problems for people. If somebody has a particular problem, there's always going to be a market for that. I really want to give him a good answer. I don't know if I'm answering exactly what he wants. When he said, for small business people, the information product world just never, ever going to die. I don't ever see there being an end to that unless there's some fundamental change in the structure of society that makes it such that information cannot be charged for. But I don't see that happening for 1,000 years, to be honest with you. Go to Google Zeitgeist. Go out and check what the most searched for terms are. Look in the news. Find out what people are worried about. What are people concerned about? What are people searching for? And as that changes, stay on top of that. But you remember, what you want to do is you want to mix. If you're being one of these information marketers that markets a whole number of different things, you want to combine your timely and timeless offers. And by that I mean something timely is something that's trendy right now in the moment. You can catch the wave of something and benefit for that while a wave is still rolling. The timeless thing is something that is going to be important for years and years and years to come. And if you balance your portfolio with those two different types of things, you're really going to hedge your bets pretty well. It's almost like balancing your portfolio with high and low risk stocks. The lower risk stocks are going to be your timeless topics because they're always going to slow and steady be a drum of sales coming in for you. But your timely ones, sometimes they'll hit, sometimes they'll miss, but when they hit, they can be a massive hit because there's such a tremendous trend. Go going on in that moment. Again, I don't want to say any particular topics because I'm imagining people are going to listen to this a few years from now, too, and I want to make this meaningful for them no matter when they listen to it.
Why don't we talk about what are you doing now and what do you see, what's going to be happening for you? What kind of plans do you have for the next 5 years with your business?
I don't plan on teaching people about marketing and business so much anymore. I'm kind of moving away from that. The current project that I'm working on right now that I'm really super excited about is something called Simpleology. Simple as in not complex. It's a system that will help people get the things that they want in the fastest way possible and to live their lives in a way that they're achieving everything that they want, but they're not living in a high-stress existence. And the course that we put online called Simpleology 101, the simple science of getting what you want, has been growing extremely well, mostly through word of mouth. At the time of this recording, we've got about 75,000 people who have used that course so far, and it's been less than a year since it's been out there, and we haven't even really done a lot of aggressive marketing. There's a lot that we're going to be doing with that in the future. That excites me more than anything else for a number of reasons. One, it's something that I really, really love. It's dealing with what human beings can do. What is the potential of human beings? Why are we living in this gulf between our dreams and reality, and how can we bridge that gap? And it's solving what I discovered through being a marketing consultant for people was really the bigger problem for them than the marketing questions. What I came to discover was that most people, if they thought about it a little bit, really had great marketing ideas. I mean, you've got resources like your site, and like your two websites are one of the absolute best marketing resources I've ever come across. In fact, if I were to list right now, literally maybe the top 10 best marketing resources, I think your two websites together there would hold one of the spots without question. Resources like that are totally available. They're all over the place. And even in their own mind, they've got great ideas. And the problem that most of these people that I have worked with was not that they didn't have the ideas, but it was that they were not implementing the ideas. It was that they weren't functioning properly as human beings. They weren't using all of their time, energy, and money in the best possible way to bring about the best result. What are you spending most of your time doing? Are you spending your time surfing throughout the day and calling it research? Are you working on different projects here and there and not really getting any of them done? Are you starting joint ventures with people that are a lot of talk and no results? And I would say that most entrepreneurs that I talk to spend about 80% of their time doing those things that I'm talking about right there, those things alone. And what you have to do is you have to start functioning with the world in a different way. You've got to be clear about what it is that you want and start understanding that you've got to take responsibility for your time and take the actions that bring you closer and closer to those things that you want rather than the actions that take you further away from the things that you want. And once you start to look at the world in that way, you start to all of a sudden get a great awareness of what's going on. Oh, damn, I didn't realize that this is what I was doing with my life when I could have been doing this. And if I'd only done this for just 5 days, this thing that I've been banging my head against the wall about for the last year would have been done. And literally, that's no exaggeration. And I've got people who go through Simpleology now. I've got a number of processes that I take them through, and it's all taught with speed learning psychology, and there's just lots of fun stuff, and we make it exciting with videos and experiments that they can involve. People who go through those processes now are finding themselves getting literally about 3 times as much done in a normal day. You know, they're able to say, hey, I can get my normal 8 hours of work done, or even a lot more than that, in about 3 hours. We help them get set up in such a way that they're so effective where they can bang all of that stuff out super quickly and then have so much more time left over where they can either just, hey, bum around for the rest of the day if you want to. You know, are you a musician? Go play your guitar for the rest of the day. Go hang out with your kids. Go meet sexy people, whatever you want to do. Or spend that time getting that much further ahead in your business. That's the project that I'm really, really excited about now. I feel that I'm at a point where that's where I can help people better because there are so many people out there teaching marketing right now and doing such a great job of it. And I feel like the irresistible offer and the great formula kind of sum up the most important things that I can say about marketing. It's time for me to move on to that other area, which I feel is a little more universal and just a little closer to my heart.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the speed learning psychology that was implemented in the Simpleology course and how that'll benefit the customer?
There are just a number of things, and it would take a long time to describe every little thing that's gone in there because a lot of thought went in, and there things are presented in a very specific way that exploit a lot of things that people don't know about learning and all that. But one particular example I'll give you, which is extremely powerful, is that people tend to learn something better if they do two things. One, if all of their senses are engaged. And two, if they are actively involved in the process. So we present the information to people through video, through audio, through reading, through quizzes, and we get them involved. And also, we incorporate all of this in a daily exercise that everyone uses called the daily target practice, which actually implements the ideas that we talk about into their daily life. So it's great for people learning stuff like what you're teaching people, Mike, because now they can take what they're learning there and they can plug it into the Simplology system and actually integrate these ideas into their actual day-to-day life and really start to use them and not just think about them. So that's one of the core speed learning psychological components there. There's a lot more to it, but that's probably the most fundamental thing I could tell you.
Give me an idea. What's your lifestyle like right now? What's a day like for Mark Joyner? I'm sure they vary, but what's a work day for you like? You get up in the morning? Are you working from home? Are you going into an office? What does it look like?
Great question. I don't work from home anymore because I got to tell you, I really tire of that. And I think psychologically it's probably not too healthy to be working out of your home because you feel like your work is never leaving you. So what I did was I set up an office that was very close. So every morning I go and I work out. I eat some really healthy food after my workout and walk to my work. I walk to the office here. I've got a really nice little boutique office space in this great building, this classic building in downtown Auckland. The people who set up the place for me put in some really nice artwork and some cool art deco furniture and stuff. So it's really kind of fun to be in this space. I just bought some bookshelves. My stuff is actually arriving from the United States. It should have arrived like 5 months ago. It's kind of funny now that we're going to be leaving in about a year. I probably should have left my stuff in storage, but I took my whole library out, and I'm right now looking at these empty bookshelves where all of that's going to live. So I've got pretty much like a big, massive wall full of what will be my full library here shortly. I get up in the morning, and I do first thing every morning what I call my daily target practice, and that's one of the exercises that we give people in Simplology, and that helps me get laser-focused about what it is that I'm going to accomplish that day. I turn off all my email, I turn off my phone, and I just get totally dialed into what I've got to do. And I bang through all those things, and then I decide what I'm going to do with the rest of the day. And usually the rest of the day will start with me going to email at that point, not before that. And then I'll figure out what needs to be dealt with in the email, sort through all that in a very easy, effortless way. I've got some great systems that I've set up for that are all taught with Simplology. And I might go through the same process again. You know, if I feel like I want to accomplish a lot more, I'll do the daily target practice again and hit more targets. It's just sort of a really nice, effortless way of getting tons and tons of stuff done. But I'm extremely productive right now. I'm really getting into the work that I'm doing because I absolutely love it. And sometimes I work 8 hours a day. Sometimes I work 16 hours a day. I basically just decide to do as much as I want to. And that's how it goes.
This has been an honor. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks for that. Likewise.
Here's another question from him, and many other people ask this similar question. How do you determine the value of your e-book? How did you do it with your e-books, and what kind of pricing did you find was effective? What kind of pricing wasn't effective?
I got to tell you, it's almost a crapshoot. People will tell you that there are ways, like I remember seeing some software out there that would ask people, what would you pay? And then they would kind of like calculate out what the best possible price would be. I think that that's probably not so valid because what people will say they'll pay and what they actually will pay are two different things. So really the only way to find the right price is to test a bunch of different prices, get statistically valid information on that, and make your determination from there. Because really the only way to know what the marketplace will pay is to actually ask them. And the only proper way to ask them is to offer something to them. Either they will respond to the offer or they won't. And the information you gather, has got to be statistically valid. A lot of people will say, just do a test for a day or two and see which one does best, which is really, really just bad advice because we don't know how many sales you generate on a particular day. There's no concept of statistical significance there. By the way, another real bad way that I hear a lot of people telling you is, hey, on Monday, put up version A of your ad, on Tuesday, put up version B, and then find out which one did better. absolutely terrible market testing, because you don't know what other factors could have occurred on Monday and Tuesday that could have affected the sales. Split testing has got to be done in real time, and it's got to be statistically significant. So anyway, with all that said, you've really got to test things out. Some general things are the laws of sevens and nines. Numbers with sevens and nines do tend to pull better. My experience shows that for sure. I did an interesting test where we compared the price of 99 to 97 to 95, and 95 pulled a little bit better than 99, but 97 pulled five times better than 95, and that was a statistically significant test. When I first heard it, I thought the same thing I think when I hear most tried and true marketing nuggets is, well, nonsense. Let me see for myself. That's one that I certainly was able to reproduce in my own testing. These days I don't do nearly as much price testing in that regard because I know that those things tend to be right. What if I do price testing? I'll do really bold price testing. Compare $17 to $97 or $197 or $297. It's got to find out how much profit per visitor are you getting.
When you were selling your ebooks, just a general ebook, maybe not a course, what prices were you selling them at? $47, $97?
Mostly $27. And in retrospect, we should have priced them higher probably. But we did that because mostly we were using them as loss leaders. We were bringing in a lot of front-end traffic so we could get people into our other service-based companies.
What kind of guarantee did you offer? Did you have a consistent guarantee on your ebook offers? And what kind of returns were you getting?
I would just tell people, as a general rule, use as bold and long of a guarantee as you possibly can. And don't be afraid of that. It's really interesting. I'm always stunned to find that people are afraid to give really long guarantees, because here's the way the devil's math works. The simple fact is, most people, even if they're grossly unsatisfied with a product, will not ask for a refund. Period. Bottom line, that's it.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's because people are lazy and they're distracted. Now, I'm not taking advantage of that by putting out crap. Definitely don't do that. That's the stupidest thing in the world to do. But in terms of logically thinking about your refunds, that's something to keep in mind. It's there to keep you from not having any fear. The second thing is, in most cases, you're required by law to have at least a 30-day refund policy. I think there are only rare exceptions to this, but if somebody asks you for a refund and you don't give it, you're going to end up getting chargebacks. And chargebacks are the bane of the internet marketer these days because the credit card industry has had a total backlash in the last few years against online marketers by making their chargeback acceptable thresholds down to something like 1% or lower. So if you refuse a refund for someone, in a lot of cases you're going to get a chargeback, and that chargeback is going to potentially cut you out of a merchant account.
For more interviews like this, please go to hardtofindseminars.com.
I would just say, look, be aggressive with it. Offer a year. Offer 5 years. Offer 10 years. We had a 10-year refund policy on one of our books that we offered, and we never had anybody ask for a refund for it past a couple months.
Another question from Lorna in Canada. What's one or two of the most important things that make a good ebook?
I don't know if there's any particular anatomy, like this is the way it should be structured. I would just say make it full of relevant information that's going to be useful. Generally, when people buy ebooks, they're not buying fiction as much as they are buying information that's going to be helpful, how-to information, information that solves problems. Whatever that offer that you gave that person to purchase that book, make sure that you deliver that in spades and do it as quickly as you can. A lot of people say, well, I don't have too much to say, so I want to fluff my ebook with a lot of junk. I'll tell you, I would pay for a one-page ebook. I'd pay $1,000 for a one-page ebook if it solved a problem for me that was going to repay me $5,000. So whatever that combination of information and proper presentation is, go for that and be as short as you can be, I would say. And a lot of people say go for the thud factor. You can get your thud factor by including extra things. But I don't ever pad the information in the actual book itself. My personal opinion on this is I've purchased books where I had to really, really dig for the information. And even though on the surface it may have looked like a lot of information, it didn't give me what I wanted. I had to dig for it, and I gave up digging for it. So what happened was I didn't ask for a refund, but what I never did was go back to that person and purchase another product from them. And as we all know, and you've probably heard this from a million people, from all the people you've interviewed, Mike, it's 10 times easier to sell a product to an existing customer than it is to acquire a new one. This is another one of these marketing truisms that is very, very true. And if you don't pay heed to it, it's going to prevent you from collecting a lot of money that would otherwise sit on the table. So deliver whatever it is amazingly well, amazingly effectively. Get your thud factor from delivering more unexpected stuff. But make sure that all of that stuff is right to the point, extremely relevant, extremely useful.
All right, great, Mark. I'll let you go. You have a great rest of the evening. Happy July 4th over there in New Zealand. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, bye-bye. That's the end of my interview with Mark Joyner. I hope this has been helpful. We certainly had a lot more questions that we were unable to get to, and I'm going to arrange with Mark to do a part two to finish all the questions for my listeners. So stay tuned, get on my list, and make sure you look out for the email for part two. Enjoy. Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's some information on my HMA marketing consulting system. I'm going to read through the sales letter. This way you can just listen to what it's all about. Let's get started. Here's how to use Richard's simple, risk-free home study system to become a high-paid marketing consultant in 45 days or less without any prior marketing, business, or consulting experience. Dear friend, in this letter you'll learn a simple, painless, and inexpensive way to become a high-paid marketing consultant in the next 45 days, complete with paying clients and a steady flow of income that comes in year after year. It doesn't matter what your current skills are now, and it doesn't matter if you have any connections or business experience. In fact, all you really need are a few simple systems my friend Richard has developed over the years to become a high-paid and in-demand marketing consultant. And the best part is you do not have to shell out tens of thousands of dollars for the secrets, and you can even use them for yourself almost free if you choose. I'll explain the details of this offer in a second, but first, let me tell you what's in Richard's HMA system and how you can be up and running earning money soon after getting it. To begin with, if you do your homework, you'll find that there are several competing marketing consulting business opportunities in the marketplace. I'll be the first one to advise you to look into all of them before you invest into any of them, including my HMA system. I've interviewed countless people who have paid enormous fees to attend trainings. I've received firsthand feedback on Y2 Marketing, Action International, Quantum, Topline, Peterson Consulting, and other marketing opportunities, and many of them are actually pretty good. But what separates our HMA system from the other ones I've seen is that with Richard's system, you don't need any previous marketing experience, any business connections, or even a lot of money. In fact, Richard will be the first person to tell you if he can do it, you can do it. How can he be so sure? Because when Richard started, he was broke himself and had very poor selling, speaking, marketing, and presentation skills. And even today, he's just as shy and introverted as the next guy. In fact, the only difference between you and Richard is because of a simple system he invented after attending a J. Abraham marketing consulting seminar over 15 years ago. You see, Richard discovered that while J. Abraham really is a marketing genius, his system, like most other marketing consulting programs today, was not geared toward ordinary people who don't have a lot of money or natural marketing talents. J. Abraham in the early 90s had credibility, contacts, and millions of dollars. The training Jay taught his consultants was from his own millionaire perspective. But Richard was nearly broke, so broke he had to borrow money from his dad to attend Jay's training. He had no credibility and few contacts. And when Richard went out in the field to test Jay's teaching, he failed. Richard did not quit. After years of experience in organizing the marketing concepts into a workable system, Richard began to experience success. Richard had discovered his own unique system to make money as a marketing consultant that is easy to follow and simple to learn. Richard had created a system that will work whether you're a millionaire like J. Abraham or broke like Richard, struggling to make the rent. It's taken Richard 15 years to perfect and tens of thousands of dollars working out the bugs and getting his system so you can approach virtually any kind of business to offer your consulting services. And since sharing his system to the public, Richard has trained marketing consultants in the U.S., the U.K., Nigeria, Luxembourg, Australia, Greece, Ireland, Canada, and even Holland, some who are totally new to marketing when they started. Here's why. With Richard's system, all you do is use the tools he's created for you the exact way he says to use them. And within the first few weeks, you can have a marketing consulting business with paying customers and large fees dwarfing anything you could make at your regular job. And best of all, you can do it all without pressure, without strain, and without the unbearable personal rejection most marketing consultants endure when getting started. For example, most people getting into the consulting business believe making cold calls to get clients is the worst and most difficult way to get clients. This method is usually reserved for the consultant who has no contacts whatsoever. While other consulting trainings tell you to make prospecting calls yourself, Richard's system trains you to pay others to do your prospecting for you. Take, for instance, the telephone prospecting script in the system. All you do is take the proven phone script, hand them to a part-time telemarketer with a copy of the Yellow Pages, and tell him or her to call businesses and read the script word for word. This simple method for getting new clients works time and time again. You do none of the calling and you still generate clients. This way, you can be sleeping in, playing golf, or even taking a vacation and have an endless stream of fresh, quality appointments coming in each and every day without you lifting a finger. Plus, in addition to these proven phone scripts, you'll get an audio training called How to Get Appointments, which takes your people step-by-step through the whole process on how to use the scripts. That means if you don't want to pay a lot of money for a professional telemarketer, just hire a student or a stay-at-home mom and give her the How to Get Appointments training, and she'll be just as good, if not better, than anyone else at getting you appointments. Of course, the phone is only one way to get clients. Your HMA system also has already tested direct mail letters for selling your consulting services, such as an approach letter and a follow-up letter, a proven collection of postcards designed to generate leads, and even a sample brochure and professional audio presentations. And with the simple tools he'll create, you'll be hitting your prospects from every conceivable angle, giving yourself the maximum chance of capturing those high-quality paying clients within days of starting your consulting business. And if you're really ambitious, then you can use Richard's system to create what's called the podium effect. What's the podium effect? The podium effect is this phenomenon where people will automatically respect, trust, and believe people who talk at seminars or small workshops. And since Richard also includes pre-written seminars and workshop flyers, you can fill a room, give your presentation, and watch as dozens of people scramble to hire you the second you step from behind the podium. Not sure how good you'll be at putting on presentations? No problem, because Richard has already created a powerful presentation seminar outline for you, complete with a PowerPoint presentation and all the training you'll need to be up and running fast. This is the same presentation Richard currently uses to capture clients today. More on this later. You won't have to try and figure anything out or struggle or structure your presentation. Just plug in Richard's pre-made seminar presentation, follow the word-for-word transcript, and you'll be delivering a powerful, proven presentation that gets clients fast. Easy as 1, 2, 3. And here's something else to think about. With Richard's system, you won't have to worry about not having a reputation or a track record of helping business owners with their marketing. If you've never done consulting before, I know what you may be thinking now. You're asking yourself, why should these business owners believe anything I say? You're afraid that they will ask you for proof that you can get results. You'll think they'll want referrals before they work with you. You're thinking that you have no credibility. This is only an illusion in your imagination. It's fear, not based on reality. I'm here to tell you this will not happen to you, and here's why. You must understand that your clients are not interested in you. They are only interested and the results you can bring them. Being a fully certified marketing consultant means you'll be able to draw on the successful track record of the HMA system. It's actually pretty simple. Richard has discovered a proven way for you to use his testimonials, his stories, and his success for your business. And by following Richard's simple instructions, you'll be able to borrow Richard's credibility for yourself. Plus, you'll also learn a secret way Richard has invented to create your own credibility within the first 30 seconds of meeting a potential prospect without needing any testimonials, success stories, or past successes. This is one of Richard's trade secrets, and it works like gangbusters for everyone who uses it. But here's the thing. Getting an appointment or filling a room with prospects is only step one. You can get all the appointments in the world, but if you can't close the sale, then it's all for nothing. Richard knows this more than anyone. After spending hundreds of hours and tens of thousands of dollars of trial and error, he has created a truly foolproof system that lets almost anyone turn at least 25% of your appointments into paying clients. And what makes this possible is Richard's proprietary opportunity analysis worksheet. With this simple document Richard has created, you can walk into any business, command immediate respect and attention, and literally become a marketing miracle man to the owner of that business. The reason why is because the opportunity analysis worksheet lets you literally make over a business owner's marketing and show them exactly how you will create real cash profits right before their eyes. And if this business owner you are talking with has any desire to grow his business at all, then he'll have no choice but to be impressed by you and want to work with you. In fact, the opportunity analysis worksheet makes converting appointments into paying clients so simple you can even do it over the phone. Richard also shows you how to command large fees and even get paid on a portion of the sales you make for your clients for years in the future. It's called a contingency fee agreement. This should only be used with a client after they have hired you and paid you to do project work. Other expensive consulting opportunities teach you that contingency is the only and best way to sell consulting services. And it works like this. If you help your client make an extra $100,000 a year, not uncommon for Richard's students, and you make 15% contingency agreement with that client, you will pocket an extra $15,000 on top of your regular fees per year. If you do this for just 5 of your clients, you will make an extra $75,000 a year. If you do this for just 10 of your clients, you'll make an extra $150,000 a year, and so on. Again, this is in addition to your regular fees. You can typically charge a client anywhere from $500 to $5,000 per project, and most clients will need at least 4 projects. And it's so easy once you understand Richard's system, because Richard really has done 90% of the work for you already. For example, his system includes endorsed letter samples. All you do is find businesses that sell similar but non-competing products and services as the business you are helping and strike a simple deal with them where they send your offer to their customer list for a portion of the profits. This way, you and your client make a bundle off the initial sales and even bigger windfall from additional sales later. All from leads that didn't cost your clients a penny to generate. Client reactivating letter samples. This is the easiest way to make fast cash for you and your client because almost nobody goes after his or her inactive clients and customers. And all you do is take one of your pre-written letters and mail it to your client's inactive customers. Watch your clients shake their head in disbelief as inactive customers they thought would never buy again come back to life, spending their money with your clients again and again and again. And remember, if you set up simple contingency deals with these clients, as Richard explains in his system, you'll get paid on all that action too. You'll get letter templates for things like special promotions, unique sales, and other events. Each letter is proven to work, and it's almost guaranteed money in your bank account every time you use one of them. These are just a few of the reasons why Richard's students report such fast and easy profits. To hear real stories from existing HMA marketing consultants in their own words, go to hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips.h as in Harry, .htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips. The A is capital. Capital A and then audioclips with a capital H after clips.htm. You'll learn how they're able to get clients that pay cash quickly. This is why I have no problem saying nothing could be simpler than using Richard's system to make money quickly and easily as a marketing consultant. And realize this, every time you make one of your clients money using Richard's paint-by-numbers pre-created tools, you'll become your city's marketing business guru, and you'll have the instant reputation as the go-to guy. As I said before, I've seen all other marketing consulting programs out there, and I have not yet seen anything that even comes close to Richard's system. But you certainly don't have to take my word for it, because you will see you can try everything almost free if you want and see it for yourself. But first, here's a quick breakdown of all the exclusive marketing training you'll be getting in your HMA system. HMA resource number one, this is the actual HMA system. You'll get all 10 HMA operational manuals showing you each step of the way how to capture clients and make them real profits. This collection represents the system. Each binder walks you through all steps of the system. You'll reference these materials as you take your clients through the steps of the HMA system. Richard spent years creating and refining these modules. Each comes in their own three-ring binder. You'll use these manuals as you follow along in resources 2 and 3. HMA resource number 2, the 1995 HMA live seminar training. You'll own 25 hours of cutting-edge HMA marketing training in a downloadable audio format. Richard's first live marketing consulting seminar was conducted in early 1995. Your 1995 training features Richard at the top of his game teaching a room packed with students his system for becoming a successful marketing consultant. Each student paid $5,000 to attend. You'll be able to download, hear, and learn everything you need about capturing clients and creating marketing systems for them. It's like having Richard right there with you, showing you exactly what to do each step of the way. HMA resource number 3, the 2005 HMA live seminar training. You'll get Richard's most recent live training on DVD. This is the same training Richard did from 1995, but updated 10 years later. You'll see Richard in action in full color and live in front of a room full of students eager to learn Richard's secrets of his HMA consulting system. Each DVD is professionally produced. The picture quality and sound is perfect. You can play your DVDs in your home, computer, or portable DVD players. You can even take it on the road with you. I've also arranged to have your audio from each of your DVDs converted to downloadable MP3 audio files. You'll not only be able to watch this newest training in video, but you'll have full access to download each audio as an MP3 file. You can also burn CDs to play in your home or car CD player. Any way you choose, you'll sit from the comfort of your home, car, or office and have Richard transform your mind into a human hidden marketing assets detector. After learning Richard's system, you'll be trained to sniff out found money in virtually any business lucky enough to retain your services. Richard's students pay thousands of dollars to learn what you'll get in these DVD trainings alone. HMA resource number 5, the HMA group training video DVDs. This is Richard's most recent training conducting live group training for 15 business owners wanting to learn how to grow their business. The group training concept is another way for you to make money. Richard discovered that many of the businesses he talks to want his consulting services but could not afford his one-on-one fees. As a result, Richard started working with manufacturing associations and started doing group trainings with 10 to 20 business owners at a time. Each group training would last for 2 hours, twice a month for 3 months. You can charge anywhere from $500 to $3,000 per business owner. If you were to do group training for 10 businesses, and let's say you charged only $1,000 each, you would make $10,000 for only 12 hours of work. That's $830 an hour. I have never seen any easier way to make money than this. Imagine using one of your pre-written letters from your HMA system and sending it out as an email to a list of your local chamber members at no cost to you. Then, imagine prospects attending your free seminar on how to grow a business without advertising. Then, imagine taking your guests through the pre-designed HMA PowerPoint presentation crafted to sell group trainings and one-on-one consulting services. Remember the podium effect? Then, imagine having 10 people fighting their way to you with checkbooks in hand, ready to pay you anywhere from $500 to $3,000 each. If you're the consultant who likes action in an exciting group atmosphere and who likes to make a lot of money fast, this presentation is for you. Your set of group training DVDs will show you exactly how to execute this training. You'll have access to pre-designed workbooks to provide each one of your paying clients, and you may even have these workbooks private labeled with your consulting name on the cover. But there is a minimum order of 10 sets. HMA resource number 5, you'll get lifetime access to exclusive online training and support in your HMA university, including online audio, email, telephone, backup, and more. You'll hear intensive interviews with marketing consultants making anywhere from $500 to $2 million a year doing marketing consulting. You'll learn their secret ways of making money and how they run their consulting businesses for maximum profit and minimum work. These interviews and trainings are updated regularly and published in your HMA university, which means you'll have all the support and feedback you need to make your consulting business fly right from the start. HMA resource number 6, you'll get my famous Joint Venture Magic course, including audio training, joint venture sales letters, and sample contract and agreements. This course sells for $595 on my site, but you'll get it for free as part of your HMA system. And trust me, if you do nothing else but harness the enormous power of joint ventures as explained in this course, you'll never worry about money again. Plus, this joint venture course also includes a collection of contracts and letters of agreements for use in your consulting practice. You'll have agreements for contingency marketing, copywriting, intellectual property rights, marketing consulting retainer fees, non-disclosure forms, creating new profit centers, referral fees, and many more. Without a doubt, you would have to pay tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees for a collection of agreements like these. But this entire collection is yours when you become an HMA consultant. HMA resource number 7, you get a gift certificate for $1,000 off my audio creation service. This will pay for itself 100 times over in your first year alone. Here's why. If your client can talk into a phone, I can create him an information product that can sell for anywhere between $497 and $3,900. I've done it myself. I've sold hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of information products using this very system. And with your help, he can then sell the product to use it to generate leads for his business. And of course, if you set up a contingency agreement, you will get paid on those sales too. You'll also get a certificate worth $500 off my audio infomercial service. There's nothing better than a hard-hitting audio recording that features the benefits of your product and service, and there's no better delivery than the internet. Plus, you can also use this service for your own business. When you have your own unique audio infomercial, you'll literally ooze with the kind of ironclad credibility money can't buy, and even your most skeptical prospects will want to hire you right on the spot. And perhaps the best part about your certificate is that it can be sold or transferred to your clients. There is no expiration date as long as you remain an active HMA consultant. HMA resource number 8, free publicity and press training from the Publicity Doctor. This is huge, especially when you set up contingency or commission deals, because every time you use free publicity, money will come back to you in buckets without your clients having to do anything but answer the phone and answer a few questions. You'll learn the secret of getting millions of dollars in free publicity for your business and your clients' businesses in newspaper, magazine, television, and radio. HMA resource number 9, you'll also get the reprint and resale rights to 23 professionally written business reports, including Insider Business Strategies, 5 Ways to Increase Your Bottom Line Profits Without Spending an Extra Dime on Advertising, Quick Fix Marketing, One-Shot Turnaround Strategies for 50 different companies. This gives you 50 marketing plans for 50 different businesses. Chances are your client will fall under one of these categories, and you can use these reports to make your job easier than ever before. The Headline Bank, 100 top money-making headlines. How to up your profits in a down economy, 114 tips and techniques and tactics to kickstart your cash flow. Yellow Page Success Secrets. How to attract more new business with a riveting ad that captures immediate attention. How to use brochures to grow your business, and more. 23 in all. The great thing about having all these reports is not only this great business information, but that you can also resell these reports. You're going to have all the rights you need to put your own company name on them and resell them to your clients to make revenue. This is a residual income opportunity built into the HMA consulting training. You'll own these reports in Microsoft Word and PDF files so that you can reproduce these for your clients to sell to them directly. HMA resource number 10, the marketing, reprint, and duplication rights to a collection of my 117 hours of audio content in written transcripts from hardtofindseminars.com. You'll own the use rights, not the resale rights, to over 117 hours of downloadable audio interviews, marketing lessons, and transcripts by Bob Bly, Mark Joyner, Gary Halbert, J. Conrad Levinson, Tom Hopkins, Brian Keith Voiles, Carl Galletti, Ted Nicholas, Joe Vitale, the PR Doctor, Art Hamill, Millionaire Mr. X, Taylor Trump, Herschel Gordon Lewis, and many other marketing experts. You'll instantly have a mountain of new products you can use to get more customers, clients, subscribers in strategic business contexts, use as free bonuses to sell consulting projects and services, offer as special incentives to help your clients sell more of their existing products, package and bundle together to make one-of-a-kind products to give them away free to build goodwill. Educate and excite your clients. Your options of what you can do with this content is endless. This content has been a labor of love that has taken me 10 years to build. I've invested tens of thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours to put this material together, and yet I'm making it available to you as an HMA consultant at no cost whatsoever. HMA resource number 11, a lifetime membership to hardtofindads.com. You'll get over 700 typed word-for-word transcripts from the world's largest digital swipe file of editorial-style ads by the highest-paid and most successful copywriters in the world, like Eugene Schwartz, Claude Hopkins, Gary Halbert, Brian Keith Voiles, John Carlton, and Ben Suarez. This is like having a team of the world's top copywriters on your desk telling you exactly what to write to make a winning promotion. These ads have pulled in hundreds of millions of dollars in sales and are proven templates that will work for you and your clients. In many cases, you can take what's already been done and adapt it to what you're selling. Products with just half the profit-producing ads sell for over $5,000, but they're all yours free as part of this super HMA consulting package. HMA resource number 12, 24/7 remote control consulting service selling tool. Selling consulting people who don't want consulting can zap your motivation stone dead and eat hours of valuable time. You should only be selling your services to qualified prospects, and so you get a valuable time-saving tool to pre-sell our HMA system for you. It's a PowerPoint presentation outlining all the steps in the HMA system. This presentation will let you send a link to any prospect in the world with internet access and have them learn about what you can do for their business as an HMA consultant. In other words, it takes you out of the selling position until they have gone through the presentation. If your prospect doesn't do this, they aren't uniquely qualified as a legitimate prospect and are not worthy of your valuable time and expertise. You'll get this presentation customized with your photo, your company logo, your website, and your email address branded throughout. This one tool has saved me hundreds of hours by letting me pre-sell and educate prospects about the HMA system without my direct involvement. You'd pay thousands of dollars to produce a selling tool on your own like this, but it's yours to use and brand the second you become an HMA consultant. Resource number 13, you'll own 100% usage rights to all your marketing tools, sales letters, postcards, presentations, ads, press releases, client-generating reports, client testimonials, manuals, my million-dollar consultants list of service providers, and more. Everything you need. Well, what about support? As an HMA marketing consultant, you'll be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. By that I mean, when you have a question, you get Michael Sinoff, not some customer service rep that doesn't speak English. You'll get me working directly with you. You'll get me returning your calls minutes after you leave, a message, and that includes weekends. You'll get me returning your emails in hours, not days. You'll even get marketing assets I've accumulated over the years, like my knowledge on direct mail, marketing, advertising, and copywriting. In other words, I am always here for you. No question is a stupid question except the question you don't ask. And I'm personally going to do whatever I can to help you. If you need something, just ask, and I'll do whatever I have to do to get any answer you're looking for, whether it's asking Richard or going to my network of millionaire marketing and business experts. If I don't have an answer for you, I will find someone who does. And finally, as I said at the beginning of this letter, you get to try everything out. Use all the tools and learn all the secrets without having to risk a single penny of your own money. Here's why. If you follow the system step by step exactly the way Richard teaches and you don't capture your first client in 45 days or less, I'll refund 100% of your purchase price with no questions asked, no hard feelings, and no trying to talk you out of it. All of which means you can test drive this system without risking a penny. And I mean that. I want you to hold my feet to the fire for 45 days. Use the system, play with it, compare it to other systems, and see for yourself exactly what you have in your hands. And if you aren't making money with this system in your first 45 days, then return it. How much does it cost? Well, I've done the math, and the tools, resources, and personal help is easily $22,000 worth of material, probably even a lot more. And other popular marketing systems I've seen with only a tiny fraction of the features in the HMA system cost $30,000, plus ongoing fees and even royalties on the money you make. In fact, that is the standard practice, to take a cut of the money you make with their system. But with Richard's HMA system, you won't be paying any royalty fees, nor will you be paying $30,000 or $20,000 or even $10,000. No, you can claim your complete HMA marketing system with the tools, manuals, videos, audios, lifetime access to ongoing HMA university training, and all the high-powered marketing resources I've listed and more for just six payments of $995 plus shipping and handling, or one payment of $5,970 plus shipping and handling. The six payment plan is my way of letting anyone get started. This is not a layaway plan where you only get your system until after all the payments have been made. No, you'll get all 13 resources described in this letter, starting with your first payment of $995 plus shipping. Shipping in the U.S. is only $43. Shipping international is between $90 and $200 depending on your location. And again, there are no additional fees to pay after all your payments are made. This investment is chump change compared to the tens of thousands of dollars you can save and make with our HMA system over the course of your life, even in the first month if you choose. This tax-deductible investment is small compared to what you're getting, especially when compared to what other marketing consulting courses with a lot less value and with all their fees and royalty. However, there are two small catches to this. First of all, do you remember earlier in this letter when I said I was giving you my audio creation infomercial at a huge discount? Well, if you become an HMA consultant, you're going to be dealing with a lot of people who will want and need that service. And I'm hoping you will send some of those people my way to get these audio services done when the time is right. If you become an HMA consultant in the next 30 days from the date of this letter, I'll happily pay you a fat 20% finder's fee for any audio work you refer over. Yet another way you can make money with the system without so much as lifting a finger. But this is another of the main reasons why I'm giving you all this value at this ridiculously low price. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't offering this deal as much for me as I am for you. And secondly, even though you're free to use your HMA system anywhere without restrictions, I have severe limits on the number of systems Richard will let me sell within each geographical area. Richard wants to make sure as an HMA consultant you have the maximum opportunity to profit without competitors. So being accepted as an HMA consultant is not guaranteed, and the only way to be sure of claiming your system is to act now. All you have to do is call me personally at 858-274-7851, and together we'll determine if becoming an HMA consultant is right for you. If we're both in agreement, I'll send you a payment agreement by email in the form of a PDF document. You'll complete it and fax it back to me at 858-274-7851. 2579. I'll then process your payment and send you the membership details for the HMA Online University, and I'll rush your HMA system to you by U.S. mail or Federal Express. You can start listening to your online audio lessons immediately while waiting for the rest of your HMA system to arrive. And that's it. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me at 858-274-7851. Yours sincerely, Michael Sinoff. P.S. Please keep in mind that while it really is easy and simple to make money with Richard's system, it is not for everyone. I say this because if you and I talk and I find that you're not a fit for this system and I say no, please don't take it personally. There are some people who just shouldn't be marketing consultants, especially with Richard's system. But the one way to find out is to give me a call at 858-274-7851. If you get my voicemail, please leave your name, your area code and phone number, say that you're calling about the HMA system, and I'll call you back at once. Please do not email. I get so much spam that your email may never make it to me. If you're still not sure if my HMA system is right for you, go and hear real stories from other HMA marketing consultants in their own words how they were able to get their first clients. All you have to do is go to hardtofindseminars.com/AUDIOCLIPS.htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips H. The A is capital and the H is capital. Thanks for listening.